This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Lindell Report. The music stops. And there we go. Okay. Tonight we are going to do something different. Brandon, you don't even know what we're going to do. I know we talked a few minutes ago, but what I want to do tonight is we're going to give the news. Call it the Lindell News. Everybody's asked me, what's going on with this? What's going on with this? Rather than taking calls right away, I want to go through all the platforms and say where we're at, what's going on in each one. Okay. So why don't we start with the real good one, MyPillow. What's going on with MyPillow? Well, I'm going to tell you what's going on. We have MyPillow 2.0. And this, you guys, you've all been waiting. The commercial comes out next, I believe a week or next Wednesday, and it's going to be everywhere. It's you guys seen the making of the commercial. It was a lot of fun to make, but it took, this was a long month's worth of work and production went into this. But the MyPillow 2.0, which actually, if I could show it higher here, you get, sleep is all about support, you know, your individual neck support, distance from your head to bed and temperature. And they came out with about a year ago, 15, 20 years ago in 2004, when I invented MyPillow, nothing changed from back when I invented. It took about a year to invent. Well, and then I found out about this temperature regulating thread, this cooling thread is available here in the USA. We found out that I think it was last spring, coming up on a year. I said, you guys, I told my team, I said, I want to make a fabric, the best fabric ever for sleep. And that's what we came up with. This is absolutely amazing. We had to get all the production. We had to shift production, find out if there was enough of this cooling thread available. There's been, you know, when you do anything like this, you got to work out the bottlenecks, make sure that when you do launch that everything's running smooth. But we did our test, everybody, and all you were involved, you can get them right now using code L77. Buy one MyPillow 2.0, get another one absolutely free. And it has been absolutely amazing response. I've slept on them now for 2 months. Absolutely amazing. Our employees, as always, say thank you all for their support. Remember, and we're going to have, I'll tell you with the, well, we'll tie it in right now. I just came from the lawyers today. I was with all afternoon. With the Dominion lawsuit and the Smartmatic and I guess the Coomer lawsuit. These lawsuits, they also sued MyPillow for $1.3 billion times three. What is that, like $4 billion? And I spent the good part of the day down there, and I'm sitting there with the lawyers going, how can they go after MyPillow? You know, you talk about sanctions, these frivolous lawsuits. The first one, this Coomer one, and then you have the Dominion and Smartmatic. It's just so disturbing. And one of the things the lawyers said, they go, Mike, they want to know how many promo codes you use since November of 2020. How many are being used? Well, Brandon, we checked. The number is 16,000.
Whoa.
16,000 active. These are podcasters. And then if you go all time, you know what the number is all time?
No, what?
760-some thousand.
Good grief.
And everybody, why do we do that? We've always done that. Because we track every podcast, every TV station, every TV commercial, like it's our only one. If that promo code is how we track the sales to see if it's working. I mean, you wouldn't want to put an ad out there. I can't afford a brand. I never could. So if you put an ad out there and it's not successful, you'd want to know that.
Well, when you say I can't afford a brand, I don't want to do that. Explain to our audience from a business perspective what's the difference between selling a product and branding a product.
Branding is just doing a commercial. Here would be a commercial. You'd see MyPillow. You know, hey everybody, MyPillow. You know, check it. You know, check out MyPillow and tell it's a branding like Coca-Cola or when you see ads like or Nike or whatever, they're branding.
So they're not selling. They're not calling you to action to do something.
They're not doing direct sales where you're paying for advertisement.
Right.
If everybody knew how to advertise like with MyPillow, we have an anomaly that way. And it took a lot of work, what we've set up here. And we set up that, you know, we have our own call center. We have when you call, you're going to get one people right outside of my door. And by the way we do it, if you imagine if you only had one show and you had to live on that show, you would make it the best you could be. You would give the host of that show pillows. You would have them try them. No, he believes in it. I don't sell anything unless I 100% believe in it. And that's a different kind of a business model. And if it doesn't work, you can only do one thing, either take the ad costs and get them cheaper. It's all about what you pay and what you get back. And that all changed for MyPillow because one of the things, too, when you spend money on branding, that's the old model of the as seen on TV people. They spend money on short form, and that's branding, that they're taking a little bit of their cost because it's all in one big bucket. They're just putting the word out that they have this item, and then it goes into box stores, and people go in there and go, oh, that's what I seen on TV, right? But we don't have the box stores. You know, they canceled us, but they, you know, which was $100 million a year at least now. And it's put that's where your branding comes in. But when you can do both, when you're doing direct sales, but yet people find out about you and then you're in the box store, that adds on to your sales. So once losing that part of our business, now we can't run as much. You can't run as many ads. That's why the promo code usage went way down. Even though we've added other podcasters and stuff, we lost a lot of TV where those spots don't make their number anymore. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's took quite a hit on MyPillow, but we're hoping that I'm praying that the MyPillow 2.0, because it really does help you sleep great. And there you got one. That's the way they come, everybody, rolled up like that. And here's the way they look. And by the way, everybody, you don't have to activate these anymore like you did before. They're ready to use. You pop it out of that bag, Brandon. So you got one, but you haven't used it yet.
No. We got like at least four, and I've kept one as a demo to use at night as a prop.
Right. That's just the way they come, everybody, for convenience. There's the My Store or My Pillow report. I'm going to go through these. We're going to have My Store. If you want to get people to tune in while you're tuning in, going through the My Store and the Frank speech. Then we're going to get into the lawsuits. We're going to into Dominion. We're going to talk about DeSantis. Somebody said DeSantis might be the Trojan horse. Have you heard that, Brandon?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you heard it from me.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, in the control room, get that DeSantis clip ready to go, please.
Yeah. Then you have the RNC. We're going to talk about what all these things, what's going on right now. I'm going to give you a full news report, and then we're going to take callers. We're going to take callers with any other question. I'm going to try and answer most of them right now on this. So there's what's going on with MyPillow, you guys. Get your MyPillow 2.0. It's a buy one, get one free, and you can get it here before it's even seen on TV. But this will change your life. If you have the MyPillow, you finally, after 15 or 17 years, it's actually enhanced to improve your sleep even more. So the best pillow in history just got better. That's the new slogan. So now we have the My Store, and you guys can also use that promo code L77 over at My Store. You guys, these are entrepreneurs, USA entrepreneurs and their products, and they needed a platform. We have mystore.com. It's right up there. Brandon, I do want you to pull this one up. I want to show people our 24-hour shopping channel on there. And you guys, that's where the My Coffee's at, too. My Coffee is just huge. So there's the My Coffee. That's a, and then you have, hey, there's America's Crate. Let's talk about that, you guys. America's Crate. Now they came to me. That's a great company, and you buy it. It's a subscription. You guys, we've showed that. I think you can go there and watch a movie I made there. Let's go. Yeah, there it is. You guys got to check that out. That's a surprise package, but the surprise, you're getting all these products, which I don't know the value. You save so much money because they're putting in there. You'll just have to check it out. It's like, it's almost buying a gift for yourself and surprising yourself when you get it. It comes once every quarter. And there I show you what's inside, just one example. And it's all great USA-made products and put in there because you're getting them in bulk. You're getting them for a huge discount. And so that's America's Crate. And then if you go, look at there I am taking apart. It's like Christmas. Look at that, Brandon. I go through it. But you guys got to check that out. That is that's pretty cool. All right, why don't we keep going? So you'll find all this on mystore.com. And then these many, like I say, you go up there, you can search. Why don't you click up above, just click it. You got all these categories up above. Let's go to clothing or bath and beauty, whatever, bath maybe. So there's clothing, everybody. All these products from around the country that are USA made. So that's awesome. You guys check it out. It's a mini Amazon, but just with USA products. This is awesome, everybody. So check that out. Give support. And if you use the promo code L77, we've made deals with every one of these entrepreneurs. So you're going to get the deal. You'll get the deals. And if you want to check out, if you keep going further down on these, you can also watch videos on all these entrepreneurs. And it's just like if you had an individual, their story, you know, so you can click on there, watch their stories. There it is, Entrepreneur Stories. Did you see that down below? But it's a place you can spend a lot of time. And if you go to the top two, there's the stories. If you go to the top, why don't you go to the shopping channel part of this? There's a 24-hour shopping channel on here. Scroll up to the top. No, it's not. Go to the top in the menu. I believe it's in the menu somewhere, maybe.
There you go. My TV Store.
Yeah, there it is.
My Store TV.
There's our 24/7 shopping channel. There's what's currently on air. You guys got to check this out. These are in support of our USA entrepreneurs. Promo code L77, everybody. L77. You could do all your shopping here. Check it out. You got Valentine's Day coming up here, and I'll tell you what, there's so many great things there. And of course, on MyPillow, get the MyPillow 2.0 for Valentine's Day. You cannot go wrong. It would be amazing. Remember, we have blankets, everything. But anyway, check out this. And okay, let's move on. Now we're going to report about Frank's speech. Why don't you pull up the Frank speech? You guys, you got to get it at the App Store. A lot of you are watching it now. Remember, we're on Roku. We're just reapplying, everybody, for Fire Stick. Remember, Amazon wouldn't take us because of our content, which brings up another thing here. We're going to go back to MyPillow. I'm going to tell you all something, how this, the world we're in right now. At MyPillow, when you Google something, they can destroy you if they take away their search engine for, like, let's MyPillow, MyPillow two words, or MyPillow.com. I'll use that for an example. And if you Google MyPillow and we didn't come up, everybody, you essentially will destroy that company. Follow that, Brandon?
Yep.
They just make you disappear. Well, you guys, they did that. This is the second time it's happened over at DuckDuck, at DuckDuckGo. Now, we have been for a month without where you can't Google us organically, and you're going to see these ads come up. You won't see MyPillow. You see all these different ads. Now, DuckDuck, then, we got a hold of Microsoft. Microsoft talked to DuckDuck, and after a month of saying, hey, there's something wrong, and they're ignoring us, and they said, oh, wait, maybe there is. We'll look into it. Just today, they came back and said, oh, well, there was a lot of complaints about MyPillow, so we shut it off. But now we looked at your website and there's absolutely zero content or complaints on there. Of course there's not on MyPillow. Brandon, they did this to MyPillow, not Frank Speech or not your channel, which always gets controversy, right?
Right. Yeah.
Verizon shut us down here on Frank Speech, where Verizon will not let us text market to you all because of content. They don't like us talking about elections, crime, or election. But this was MyPillow, everybody. Duck, duck, go. Shut down MyPillow because of they got complaints about content. Does everybody understand what if they're putting, if let's just say that DuckDuck's not lying. That means companies can do or hit jobs, bots and trolls, or people can go out there and just type up complaints and stick them in over and over and over again. And those companies will just cancel you without even checking into what they're talking about, Brandon. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So even if DuckDuck is telling the truth, everybody, they shut down MyPillow because they got complaints of content. And then they looked. We have the email. It says, oh, no, we didn't find any content problems at all. We love MyPillow. We'll turn it back on. But guess what? It's going to take about a week to turn you back on. Really? You know how much you cost us a day, DuckDuckGo? A lot of money. A lot of money. People that use DuckDuck and you can't find the website, brand, what are you going to do? You're probably going to lose that impulse to buy.
You know, wow, it's ridiculous.
It's just disgusting. So let's move on to Frank Speech, everybody. Remember, you get Frank Speech. You can download the app. Tell everybody you know. We have three TV channels here now at Frank Speech. We have TV Lindell TV 1, Lindell TV, scroll down as we go, Lindell TV 1, Lindell TV 2, Lindell TV 3. Then you get down here, and these are all here. You go left to right, you see the My Store shopping channel. My book, my audio book, slow down, please. My audio book, everybody, is free. If you come here to Frank Speech, free. It is to my audiobook to help people that even anybody in addiction get to the Lindell Recovery Network. That's another platform we have. Anybody you know that's in addiction, send them there. It's free. And put that on the promo down there, Brandon or Logan, LindellRecoveryNetwork.org. Or there it is, Lindell. There it is, right there, everybody. Lindell Recovery Network, right there. It's free. Everybody, every day, and there's the Cause of America, which is our platform that goes over the whole country. But you can go. This is your one-stop shop, everybody. If you go up and you search somebody you want to see, there's the Cause of America. Each state has their own cause or their own platform there, and we're out. Here, I need that plug. We're out. They're doing so much out there for their country, and you guys can learn. You can be a part of it. You can, Frank Speech is huge. We've got about 4 million followers over here at Frank Speech. We also have Frank Social. You go up to the top, Brandon, go up to the top of Frank Speech. You see that little icon up there that says Frank Social? You click over, and now you're going into Frank Social. That's the best social media platform. It's awesome. It's like Facebook. It's more like Facebook, I would say, than a kind of like Facebook, I guess. You'll have to check it out, everybody. And remember, every day you should be going to all the platforms. You see the Frank Clips, everybody. Click on the Frank Clips. You come here to Frank Speech, and this is your homework. You see all those clips, everybody. You can click on one of them. Go ahead and click on one of them, Brandon. Okay, when you click on them, this is what you can share. Down below, what I usually do is I scroll all the way over to the right. There, and I click on that. That's what I usually do. I'll click on that, and I will copy that to all the social media platforms. And that's your Getter, your Gab, your Zuckerbucks Facebook, your new Twitter with Elon, Telegram, CloudHub, am I forgetting any here? True Social, you should be there immediately. And so all of these, don't just stick to one platform anymore, everybody. We need to share. You can get off that space now. You can get, we need to share this to everyone on every platform, these Frank clips every day to get the word out. This is the stuff, these are the news to get the news out. And we've got a lot of great things coming. If you bring it back to me, Brandon.
Okay, let's go back to my, yep.
Okay. All right, you guys, I told you that we're going to have big news next week. I was hoping it's going to be Monday. It's not. It's probably going to be later in the week, and it could be even that following Monday. I apologize for that, but you'll find out when I put this out there. It was worth the wait, okay? That's why I'm giving you reports on a lot of this. We are going to have on Monday here, I guess Brandon's got a surprise for everyone. In fact, we can go right into the Ron DeSantis report here. Why don't we play the Ron DeSantis tape right now? We'll start getting into our other lawsuits and stuff and we're going to talk about here.
All right. Here's the clip by Ron DeSantis with the Dominion attorney earlier this week.
Thank you. Okay, also joining us here today is Libby Locke. She's a partner at Claire Locke LLP and is extraordinaire when it comes to First Amendment defamation. So, Libby.
Thank you, Governor, for having me and putting...
Okay. And by the way, everybody, do you know tonight, just so you know, Zuckerberg's Facebook here, I have 64 people. Down from 50,000, everybody. 64. You talk about we're right over target. They know Zuckerberg, he don't want the news getting out. He doesn't want them hearing about old Ron DeSantis, does he? Absolutely not. This is the lowest I've ever seen. He knew I was going to talk about Rhino Ron. That's Ron's new name. Ron, Trojan Horse Ron, Rhino Ron, whatever you want to call him. Now, I'm telling you, everybody, he sat there with the Dominion employee. The Dominion lawyers, not the employee. They're their lawyers. Me and my lawyers talked about this today. It's disgusting. Then he sits in front of a True sign, the True Social logo, basically. I mean, what's up with that, Brandon? So, everybody, let me tell you, my team, I want to tell you this. My team, some couple of my lawyers were with Rhino Ron, last fall, I believe it was. And when they met, all of a sudden machines got brought up. And Ron went, you know, I got to go, you know. And they, this is basically what they told me. So what he said, he said nothing. He went silent. He basically said he had to go. No talking about machine. Well, now, isn't it funny, everybody? We've got the report from our cyber guys. We had Jeff O'Donnell on here. We got the cast vote records from Florida from the 2022 election. So far, it's the only counties, including Miami-Dade County, in the whole country that we can find where there was no computer crime, no machine manipulation, Brandon. So let's see. You're sitting with the Dominion lawyers. You want to keep machines. You just now, a couple days ago, said that you're going to keep Eric, the dirty voting roll computers. I mean, I'm sorry, Rhino Ron. What are we supposed to think here, this big Trojan horse? And then I just heard, Brandon, you can check this out if it's true. Like I talked to a family member. They said, well, I really like Ron DeSantis. I said, well, he's sitting with the people, the law firm, Claire Locke, that is suing over 200 people and threatening over 200 people, their law firm. And then I said, and then they go, well, they did good things with Disney. They went after Disney. Brandon, I heard that yesterday that he gave all the stuff back, the tax bonds to Disney. Is that true?
Well, I'll have to double check on that, but I do know that he also wanted to come down real hard on mass mandating and fine people. Then I read an article the other day that he didn't allow a major fine to go through on one of the counties. So he threatened something, yeah, but apparently didn't follow through. Here's a graphic right here that the guys over at the Conservative Treehouse have put together showing the DeSantis team, which includes, of course, you know, Jeb Bush and Mitch McConnell and Mitt Romney and
well, where's right? Oh yeah, the team DeSantis. That's it. That's it. I mean, you guys, this is the Trojan horse. Let me tell everybody something. I want to put the camera back. I want to tell you this, Brandon. We talked about it today, and I had to tell their team of lawyers. There was probably 10 of them in the room, and I said, you guys need to understand, because they couldn't wrap themselves around the DeSantis and the Uniparty thing. And I said, do you understand everything going on out there, from the border you know, because I'll tell you the stuff I, you know, that I get all the time. Mike, can you help us with the border? Can you help us with this? Can you do that? You know, what about this? You guys, all of that is a distraction right now. I hate to say it, but anything going on was a manifestation of these elections being stolen, and not just the election being stolen, it's the elections being manipulated. When you say stolen, they're stolen from Democrats too, from Democrats to be Republicans and vice versa. This is a uniparty evil that we're up against. This is your led by your Brad Rassenbergers of the world and your Robin Vosses and your Doug Ducey's. I heard he did something more. Somebody sent me a thing about Ducey. This is the uniparty. This is what we're up against.
And by the way, we're gonna have next week some special programming that I'm gonna do with Laura Loomer, who's probably one of the premier people on this because she lives in Florida and has been digging on this an awful lot. So Laura's done a lot of Substack, a lot of articles. I'll be interviewing Laura. We're gonna be bringing some hard evidence, a lot of screenshots and documentation. I think Monday, yes.
That'll be Monday night on my show. I will not be here, everybody. Next week there'll be at least a couple days I'm going to be missing because I'm trying to get this ready for you all. That it's going to be one of some of the biggest news of the year, and I wanted to do it, you know, early the coming week. It's probably going to be the following Monday. Now I'm gonna under promise and over deliver is what I'm going to do because this is so big. I want it to be the best it could be, but I will tell you this: everything in this country, we only have one huge concern. It's like this. Let's say you have even on those big crime things where you have the leader at the top or the most important thing to take down, right?
Right.
Right, Brandon?
Right.
That's the computers. That's the electronic voting machine computers. If you don't take that down, if you take it down, the rest crumbles. It crumbles. But if you don't take that down and you take out this little piece down here, that just gets filled in. If you take on this piece here, that just gets attacked and filled in. You know what they're doing in Arkansas right now? I want to tell everybody this. I just got this. And Claiborne County in Arkansas, they worked hard there. They voted to make it machine-free and paper ballots hand-counted, right? So many counties were going to follow suit in Arkansas. You know what they're doing there right now? We're going to find out. We're going to have this on as soon as this will be breaking news. They're trying to defund the paper.
They're trying to what?
To defund the paper, saying that if you do that, we're not paying for the paper. I mean, you can't even make this stuff up. And it has to be Republicans behind that because Arkansas is red as red.
That's right.
You guys need to understand our biggest blockers are the Republican Party that has blocked. Block. Call them rhinos, call them evil, call them whatever you want. You know, obviously not the Republicans we know call it the common sense bucket, call it the Donald Trump bucket. That's your common sense Republican. Problem, solution, and what will it manifest to? Whatever these blockers are, your Rassenbergers and your Kemps and your Ducey's and your Robin Vosses, and now you put all them together and you got the Trojan horse, Ron DeSantis. Put up that picture again of Ron big bucket.
I will. I sure will. But look at this one. Here's his new book coming out. Published by HarperCollins, launching February 28th. Guess who owns HarperCollins?
Who?
Rupert Murdoch.
Well, there you go, people. Does everyone know who Rupert Murdoch is? He owns Fox News along with Disney. They also own the Wall Street Journal. And Fox News, remember, they have not had me... They had not had me on their show since Smartmatic sued them on February 4th, 2021. I'm going to tell you all this, too. I told my lawyers today, I believe Fox is in on this. And everyone says, my lawyers say, well, they're fighting so much their lawsuit with Smartmatic and Dominion and this. I'm going, oh, really? If you do a drug bust and I have an undercover, I'm going to make sure the undercover gets busted, too, to make it look good. Now, Brandon, Fox has not cooperated with any of us. And why is all the lawsuits before Judge Nichols in D.C. except for Fox? Fox's is over here with this separate lawsuit, and they're moving really fast, okay? I will tell everybody this. If Fox News settles for anything less than this is the most, Dominion should charge sanctions, and so should Smartmatic on anything they ever brought up against our First Amendment right of free speech. and all these defamation lawsuits that were put out there, you know, if there's anything less than that, then you know they were in on it. And this just shows right here, that's actually scary. So Fox News or Fox, the Murdochs behind the behind the book company, DeSantis' new book. And here's DeSantis, everybody, sitting with the Dominion lawyers. Now, it would be different if Dominion had a bunch of lawyers. They have one law firm doing it all, Claire Locke, and that's Libby Locke, Elizabeth Locke. And DeSantis says straight out, you're a great defamation lawyer and First Amendment lawyer. Brandon, you know what this roundtable was for? It was, you guys, this was 2 days ago. You know what it's for? It was so it's easier for them to sue for defamation, people like you or any journalist or anybody just talking like I do, you know.
And once you lose, make
it easier to sue a company like MyPillow. MyPillow doesn't even, they need nothing. They wanted, oh yeah, send us a list of your promo codes. I suppose they expected only to have about 20 of them, right? Because Mike Lindell started using promo codes. They got 16,000 used just in the last couple of years. 16,000 active ones. That's all our different commercials and stuff. You know, shame on Rhino Ron when he's trying to pull down there. And when I say Rhino Ron, that's weak. I call it a Trojan horse, everybody. He is the Trojan horse. You can go ahead and print that, you horrible journalists. You terrible journalists out there. I triple dog dare you to put him out there. You know, Goodell said DeSantis is the Trojan horse. He hit me where it affects me directly. I've been sued for $8 billion, MyPillow for $8 billion. Brandon, I mean, that's a lot of money. I hate to tell you.
Yes, it is.
Billions with a B, everybody. It's a joke. I spend millions of dollars every month over this frivolous, over their garbage. All I want to do is to top it off, I got all the evidence. It's right here in Frank's speech, and we'll get into that in a little. We'll tell you about that now. So the lawsuits, everybody, there's 67 lawsuits going on right now that from patriots across our country, and they're different stages of some are getting to the end, some are going to get pushed up towards the Supreme Court. But they're all still going on, and there's all still hopeful. There's been, I don't know how many, and we're going to have that full report, 5 just in Michigan alone that were successful, that they won. They won. And this is things like crooked things the Secretary of State and Governor were going to do in Michigan. And they stopped them. And did it help? They still lost everything in Michigan, but at least they won those things here. It's like I told you, here's this triangle of all the corruption. And then you have the tool, the machines and computers, that right at the top, at the fulcrum. We got to take that down. It has to go. Every single fight out there that isn't fighting to get rid of those machines and computers, they're not in the right fight. And I will tell this too, Brandon. Here's another thing that this is a big lie going around out there, and everybody better be very clear on this. We do not. The narrative going, hey, we got to be like the Democrats, and we've got to go out and ballot harvest and do all this stuff and embrace early voting and just get out there and vote early. You'll lose your country if you listen to that narrative, everybody. We have to get rid of the machines or the ones that are still left. You have to vote the day of. And everyone says, well, look what happened in Arizona. Yeah, you know what they had to do in Arizona? Because it's harder for them to cheat. They made it so blatant, they just shut off the machines. The papers didn't fit. 60% of all the machines in Maricopa County didn't work, and others around the state. They had to come up with something, but I don't know what they would do the next time. Are they going to do it to us again and say, all the machines went down again? I don't know. It keeps happening. Do you understand that we have to vote day of? If you vote early, they pull names from the voter rolls. Talk to that nice Democrat lady in Georgia who got 0 votes in her own precinct. 0. Tell me that wasn't a computer. Tell me Ron DeSantis, the whole state of, there's no computer manipulation in Florida. You know what they did that for, Brandon? They need They did it to make DeSantis look good and us look bad. That, hey, you know, look at these machines. They're fair Republicans. They won in a Democrat area. Except for the one problem is this isn't a Republican or Democrat thing, everybody. This is, you don't have a country. You have elections. We need elections, not selections. You're Australia. You're Brazil. You're Venezuela. You're Peru. You're Canada. It's over. We have to get rid of these machines. We have to get rid of early voting. We have to get rid of these electronic polling books, electronic voter rolls, these computerized systems. Ron DeSantis said, I'm going to keep Eric. I love it. It's a great deal. And Brandon, you should look up while you're doing that. Look up if they got a ruling on Disney with Ron DeSantis in Florida.
And you want me to give out
if that's true.
All right. And the number for call-ins real quick, if you guys want to stack on the lines, 901-316-8404, 901-316-8404, 901-316-8404. And I'll check that out real quick.
And I want to say one more thing, a report on the RNC. I told everyone, Ron and I have talked, and that'll be part of the news a week from Monday. I want that I'm going to have out there. She wants to work with me. Of course, she knows there was election crime. She told it straight out. The one that had the problem with election crime is a gal named Harmeet Dillon. She told me straight up, you don't get to help me if I win, Mike. She's the one that pulled out of Arizona, not Ronna. Not that the RNC is all great over here, but I'll tell you what, things are going to be different going forward. Where we're going to all work together, we'll be talking about that. So everybody, I would appreciate if everyone quits attacking the. I know you've all sent emails. So many people out there to your. And emails out to these 168 saying, you didn't listen to us, you didn't listen to us. You know, all I'm saying is that if the ones out there that were for Harmeet, if she would have got in, it would have been the biggest disaster, the worst thing ever, because you can concentrate on anything else. All these other things could have been perfect. But if you still have if you haven't fixed your election platforms, it's over. And that's not Harmeet's. What she wants to do, okay? Ronna, on the other hand, has said, hey, we have to do something. She knows that, you know, and she told me a couple of different things that, you know, she was right involved in 2016 or 15 or 20 with the election things there. Now, why did we not get money back then when we put in for it? Well, probably advice, and I don't know all these parts, but advice from lawyers, bad advice from lawyers. Don't get involved. We're going to get sued or sanctioned. But the money was collected based on that. So you were in an anomaly in history. And I'm not trying to defend Ron or the RNC. I'm just saying that it's just like what happened in Congress with Kevin McCarthy. And he's now keeping his promises. Even Matt Gaetz said that the other day. We have a different input, so now we're getting a different output. Just because the leadership's the same, we're holding him accountable. And I really believe that we're going to have good things that came out of this RNC race, everybody. So please be patient another, you know, 7, 8, 10 days, whatever it is. And I think it's going to be better. That's all I'm going to say. I believe it's going to be a lot better. I believe when we're going to go into these states, I met so many of the 168. I believe they're going to help with our efforts and not be blockers. We have so many Republican blockers blocking us for our efforts out there, where all the people on the ground, we have Cause America in all 50 states. We get nothing but blocked. Like Arkansas right now is getting blocked by Republicans. It's disgusting. This has to change. You know what? The people got to start calling out these people that are blocking what's going to save your country. And that's getting rid of these machines and going to paper ballots, hand counted. We only have one choice. There isn't a, you got two choices. A, we have to get rid of the machines and go to paper ballots. Two, if that doesn't happen, C, rule one. There is only one option. We don't have any other options. And we have it all laid out for everyone. We have it perfect. It's all perfect. It's the best hand-counted, fastest system. Anybody that says, oh, you can't do that, it's going to be too slow. Jimmy Kimmel asked me about that. Mike, what do we do? It'll take too long. I go, no, Jimmy, go up. You're the biggest fan of Frank's speech. I said, just go down, check out Cause of America, Missouri. The whole plan is right there. It's beautiful. This gal, Linda, laid it all out. She worked on it for months. We've showed it to politicians. They love it. It's beautiful. And we haven't even added the cameras on because Missouri, they can't have cameras. But you can. Well, you add cameras on so we can, the public can watch it. It's a beautiful system. And remember, everybody, I met with Netherlands, UK, Germany, and France. They all use paper ballots, hand counted. It gets done in one night. One day, boom, done. You know, hey, here's our election. Nobody argues. It's a beautiful thing.
And before we go to the phone calls, here's the latest out of Florida. This is from the Miami Herald. This is only 3 hours old. Legislature gives DeSantis control over board governing Disney's special district. So he's going to be able to appoint the board members. I think they have to be affirmed by the Senate there in Florida. But
told me that he gave back, he let them have their tax-free bonds or whatever it is, that's the only thing that Disney wanted. This is what they told. I'll get the report on that, Brandon. I don't want to say something that's not true or half true. But this is just what came into me. I haven't had a chance to vet it. But if he gave that back, that was what the big thing was all about in the first place, that they were granted this free tax, you know, basically tax-free down there on the land, right?
Well, that in now he's changing their district. I mean, he's taking control of that district and that board and what they can do. So it'll be interesting because there was an article out in December that the DeSantis camp was softening their tone after Iger agreed to come back. So, yeah, there are some reports that he was softening, but I'm looking for that one on the
You can bring that up Monday. Everybody on Monday, Brandon, on this show, I won't be here. Brandon's going to have Laura Loomer. It'll be the DeSantis hour. Why? The big question will be, is DeSantis the Trojan horse that will destroy our country? So everybody, tune in on Monday. That's the name of the show Monday.
Paul from Kentucky. Paul, you're on line one. Hi, Paul.
And a study just came out.
Hi, how are you?
Out.
I've been training for a year.
I'm just tying this together because this stuff is just common sense.
I call him Jeb DeSantis.
What's going on there? Why are we getting? I'm getting multiple audios, guys. I just need Paul, line one from Kentucky. Paul?
Should I press something?
All right, we're going to have to stop the call. They got something bleeding over, so they're working on that.
Try another call.
It won't work. They're working on something in there. They got some lines crossed somewhere in there. We're picking up two feeds. So,
right.
I did just find another article. This was posted 5 hours ago. DeSantis gains vast power. The headline is he gains vast power over their taxing of their district, takeover of Disney taxing. So this is going to get very interesting down there.
Right. Well, and you guys, and let me tell you, everybody, this isn't for me, this goes, all I know is you say, why is DeSantis worse than all this? I don't care what he did that you think was good. If he's for the machines, he's bad. He's our number one enemy in the country, period. If you're for the machines, like Brad Rassenberger and Robin Boss, these guys that are for the computers, they're not just sitting neutral. They're actually for him. He's sitting with the Dominion lawyers, finding out how you can sue people like MyPillow and sue employees that work hard in this country to sue them, make it easier. Ron DeSantis trying to make it easier to sue people and take away their First Amendment right of free speech. Just like I said in the Jimmy Kimmel Claw game. I said, Jimmy, remember when we were kids and we questioned these carnival games, but we didn't get sued? Wow. You think I had better things to do when I got all the evidence about these computers and machines? Brandon, you know what I want to play? I want to play that tape. We're going to end. I want to play that tape, that 12-minute tape on all the crime.
All right, the 12-minute tape on all the crime, guys, in the control room, grab it. By the way, I just found an article. I don't know if you've seen this, but here's a headline. Look at this headline. Mike Lindell exposes Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for hosting Dominion attorney on defamation panel. That came out on February 9th over at Big League Politics.
Well, there you go. There you go. Everybody put that article. Everybody should share that article. That's real nice. Send that to me, Brandon. I'll put it all over social media.
Okay,
this
I
is
sure
what
will.
We need to do, everybody. It's disgusting. This guy's disgusting. Sitting there, you know, and then I'm telling you, everybody, I don't care. I was there when he shut down the beaches. I was there. People called in before yesterday and said it was horrible. They lost their business because Ron DeSantis put them into lockdown. And then he's trying, you know, it doesn't matter if he would have done none of that. If he would have just been the best person ever. If you're for the machines, you're an enemy. You're right. A Trojan horse. You're making everything else look good. But then you're going to take the one thing that stakes our country, period. So unless you did you get the phone lines working? Otherwise, I want to show that video.
No, we did not get it. And we're looking for that right now. It was on Rumble. I think that was on Rumble.
No, it's right on Frank's Speech,
oh,
too.
Oh, well, good, good, good. That'll make my job easier. Let's go to Frank's Speech and I'll find it.
It's just right down. It's down the down. It's about the fourth, fifth one down, I think, or whatever. It's got all the states on it.
Yep. Here it is.
So I think I want to show this to everybody. This was made back in 2020, and anybody watching. And by the way, I don't know how long is it, Brandon?
It's 16 and a half minutes.
Okay, we don't have time to watch it all then because it's 6:47. Why don't we pull up the I like showing the Democrats where they say how Dominion
yeah,
is.
I got that one.
Democrat
yeah,
one
I got
with
that
it.
One.
They, this is just you guys. I can't say enough of how it nothing matters if we still have these computers. I'm just telling you, they're nothing. We were showing all the lawyers today. I had a couple cyber guys there and showing them cast vote records. How all these computers. I mean, all these computers manipulated all the 2022 election, except for Florida. But you know what that tells you, everybody? This whole country is red if we just get rid of the computers. And that's what, you know, but you say, well, Mike, if they have the computers, why don't they just take everything? Because it's a uniparty. If you're a Democrat down in Georgia and you think you're going to beat Brad Raffensperger or Brian Kemp or Chris Carr, you're not. They just turn the switch. Boom, 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 boom. Talk to the Democrats down there. They got zero votes in their own precinct. I can give you Democrat examples, Brandon, all across the board that got cheated, you know, and Republicans. They sit there and they go, okay, we're going to take this over here. We're going to move this over here. But the bad thing is the party is the deep state globalist uniparty CCP. The good news is, everybody, in our meeting with the lawyers today, we had all the stuff on China, all the Dennis Montgomery stuff that's sitting down in Nevada. It's going to all come to fruition pretty shortly, everybody. We're actually subpoenaing more people. Brandon, you would know the names. I can't say them here. Maybe I could. I don't know.
well, let me play the clip while you think about it. Here's that clip.
I better not say them because I don't want them to. I want them to get their subpoenas first. I'll tell you that.
they might run hide. They might run hide.
Well, absolutely. You know.
Yeah. All right.
Here we go. Everybody.
Here we go.
Let's see what the Democrats have to say about machines.
I continue to think that our voting machines are too vulnerable.
Our researchers have repeatedly demonstrated that ballot recording machines and other voting systems are susceptible to tampering.
Even hackers with limited prior knowledge, tools, and resources are able to breach voting machines in a matter of minutes.
In 2018, electronic voting machines in Georgia and Texas deleted votes for certain candidates or switched votes from one candidate to another.
The biggest seller of voting machines is doing something that violates Cybersecurity 101, directing that you install remote access software, which would make a machine like that, you know, a magnet for fraudsters and hackers.
These voting machines can be hacked quite easily.
You could easily hack into them. It makes it seem like all these states are doing different things, but in fact, three companies are controlling this.
It is the individual voting machines that pose some of the greatest risk.
There are a lot of states that are dealing with antiquated machines. Right, which are vulnerable to being hacked.
The workers were able to easily hack into an electronic voting machine. It was possible to switch votes.
43% of American voters use voting machines that researchers have found have serious security flaws, including back doors.
We know how vulnerable now our systems were. I know that hackathon that took place last year where virtually every machine was broken into fairly quickly.
I actually held a demonstration for my colleagues here at the Capitol. where we brought in folks who, before our eyes, hacked election machines, those that are being used in many states.
Aging systems also frequently rely on unsupported software, like Windows XP in 2000, which may not receive regular security patches and are thus more vulnerable to the latest methods of cyber attack.
In a close presidential election, they just need to hack one swing state, or maybe one or two, or maybe just a few counties in one swing state.
I'm very concerned that you could have a hack that finally went through.
Wow.
Okay, there's even another clip where my Senator Amy Klobuchar says she names the four. She names Hart, ES&S, Smartmatic, and Dominion. There was one lie in there, Brandon. I don't know if you caught it in that tape. First of all, what did all those people have in common?
They're all Democrats.
They were all Democrats. That's right. And what does Brad Raspberger, Robin Voss, Brian Kemp, Doug Ducey, what do they all have in common?
They're all Republicans.
And Ron DeSantis, what do they all have in common?
They're all Republicans.
Well, there's more. No. Okay, let's go back to the Democrats. What do those Democrats all have in common? They don't want to have machines, and they're all Democrats. That's two things they all have in common. What does Robin Voss, Brian Kemp, Brad Raspberger, Ron DeSantis, Doug Ducey, Rusty Bowers, the list goes on. What do they all have in common besides they're all Republicans?
They're for the machines.
They all want to keep the voting machines, right. Everybody. They all want to keep them, and they want to hide them from you, and they want to block you, and they want to block us citizens that are trying to get rid of them more than any people on this planet, other than maybe Alan Duke. You got to put him right in there, the Facebook fact checker, who sent me a picture of him and Bill Barr laughing about this the other day. Just disgusting.
Here's another headline.
The one lie in that thing was a guy said that 43% of the machines that are placed in the United States have voting machines that can be compromised. No, that's 100%. So back then he probably was only aware of 43%, but he probably didn't include ES&S, which is the biggest mothership in the country, based out of Omaha, Nebraska, that has the majority of the machines in our country. So that's 100%. Go ahead, Brand.
You are gaining speed here on this message. Here's the World Tribune. War Room, DeSantis blew election chances with support for Dominion voting systems. Quoting you, being on Steve Bannon's show, I also just saw Raw Story. I don't think Raw Story is a conservative site.
They're the worst. They attack me every day.
Well, they're reporting you right now that on Raw Story, Mike Lindell, they want me to pay. No, we go. There he goes. Mel Stone and Ron DeSantis, host Dominion Lawyer. He's showing his true colors. They're quoting you there. So this is getting around now.
Yeah, it needs to, everybody. He's the Trojan horse. He will stay. This country will be gone. We have to get rid of these machines. He could have done anything else but sit and be in cahoots with Dominion. And isn't it strange that he would have won Florida anyway? But it's really strange that every county so far we're finding in Florida with the cast vote records of 2022, there's no computer manipulation. And we can show side by side. Here's a county now, a big one, Miami-Dade County, with no machine manipulation. Every other county in the country, computer manipulation. So what does that tell you? When Florida goes that big for Ron DeSantis for Republican, it tells you this whole country is red. I guess that would be scary if I was a Democrat going, well, we got to change our mind. We got to keep the machines. Is that how we won? Can't you just see Amy Klobuchar and Kamala Harris and all of them in that movie go, wait a minute, is that how we won? Yes, it's how you won. 100% it's how you won. But now you seem to be okay with it. I told my lawyers today, I want to subpoena Amy Klobuchar, Kamala Harris, all these people that were on this tape and say, hey, because Brandon, you know, if I watch this, if anybody watches this, everybody, if you watch this and you say, and you go on TV and you say, hey, I just seen all the Democrats say we got to get rid of. There's all these things about these Dominion machines and all these machines. We got to get rid of them. And if you went on TV and said that and you would be sued for $1.3 billion. Think about that. This is where our world is right now. This is why they don't. You think they care about the dollar amount or whatever? They wanted to put fear into me and others. If I speak out, I'm going to be sued for billions of dollars. But I know because of what I've seen, I don't care. It doesn't matter. I don't have a. I told my lawyers today, I said, you know what? We have to win right now. This case can't be dragged on like Dominion and Smartmatic want to drag it past the 2024 election. We're on a clock right now. We've got to get this. We've got to get the word out and get this stuff changed right now. We have to get rid of these machines now. We've got, like, I don't know how many months left, maybe 14 at the most, because then states are going, well, we can't get rid of them. You better go. You know what you can do, everybody? Keep writing your people, your commissioners, your legislatures every day. Say, we don't want these machines. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican or who you are out there. That has nothing to do with any politics. It has to do with our elections. This is our elections. This is our biggest freedom. This is it. We don't have a choice. If we don't get rid of them, it's over. I've been on calls with Venezuela where their tears streaming down their face. Their country got taken over 20 years ago. They said they've lost all hope. It's gone. I've been on people with Brazil where their country just got stolen, where the country, they're crying on this big Zoom call and they're crying. Can we do anything? Yes, you can pray. Pray that your government in Brazil, that your military will open up them machines, which they don't. In Brazil, they have no paper. It's all machine. They could have just had little lights on the machine. It lights up, you know, like when you press a button and vote for someone. They could be hollow, Brandon. Hollow. And at the end, yes, Lula wins. Bolsonaro loses. Bolsonaro won it by, he probably got 75% of the vote in Brazil. They took a guy out of prison that was in prison for crimes against the country, and he was in prison for 8 years. The cartels take him out, throw him up there. They're just so blatant. They don't even pick a candidate that anybody would want because they got the computers, everybody. You don't have to look too far with that to go to Pennsylvania and look at Fetterman. What they did there when they injected 90,000 votes every time Oz got close. And I don't think too much Oz, but I'm just telling you, that's reality. That's reality. That's what happened. You go, every single candidate in this country that was for getting rid of the electronic voting machines and fixing our election platforms, they cheated in their race. And we have the cast vote records to prove it. Here it is. Boom. They cheated. Mark Bincham cheated. Carrie Lake, they cheated. Jim Marchant, they cheated. Matt DiPerno, they cheated. Christina Caramo, they cheated. Tudor Dixon, they cheated. What do they all have in common? They wanted to fix our elections. They stole them all. The one guy that doesn't want to fix our elections, his name is Ron DeSantis, and they do no cheating down there. It's a beautiful slate. It's going, wow, this is what our country could be like if we didn't have machines. Remember, Brandon, they still have machines, but they didn't do any manipulation. Do you follow me?
Right, right.
But here's the thing, everybody. We can never use the machines because you can't trust. ES&S, the owners of ES&S out of Omaha, I was with them. And they were asked by Kyle Ardoin, the Secretary of State of Oklahoma.
Louisiana.
They asked him straight out, are your machines vulnerable? And you know what they said? Every machine's vulnerable. Every voting machine in the world is vulnerable. Get rid of them. Paper ballots, hand counted.
That's the Lindell Report. Get the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. This is how it comes. And then you open it up, and you're ready to have the best night's sleep. Well, as he already said, the best MyPillow, because it's now got new technology. MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. Use that promo code L77. Take care.
You're watching Lindell TV.